Welcome to this calming nervous system yoga. I'm Melissa and I'm here in Bicanel Park with the Camas this week. Being in nature is very calming for your nervous system. We're gonna start this class standing, shaking it out, releasing any nervous system activation. And while you do that, I want to thank Silverwind for my pants this week. They've got super cute sets. So if you need some new yoga clothes, definitely check them out. Lots of astrology themes. I also want to thank all of you who subscribed after my last Yoga Nidra for calming your nervous system. It really means a lot to me that you're enjoying the nervous system content. So thank you so much. And if you do like this vagus nerve and nervous system content, be sure to subscribe. I've got lots more coming for you. So the reason why we do shaking at the beginning of the class is to release the nervous tension from our bodies. And tension is one of the signs of nervous system activation, as is irritation, anxiety, stress. So shaking is one of the ways we just kind of shake it off. When animals get tense in nature and they get in a little fight or a row or they go through something stressful, they shake it off. So that's why we start our class this way. We can use breath with this too, inhaling through the nose, exhaling with a ha. You don't need your mats to do this. You can do this anytime throughout your day as well. You pause, just notice how you feel. Notice the tension in your body if it's a little less. Notice your emotional state. We're gonna add some twisting to that now too. So your nervous system runs along your spine. So I love twists for releasing tension from your body. Physical tension, emotional tension, also just to get out of that thinking mind and into your body, because we can't think our way out of a stressful state. But we can move our way out of a stressful state. And then let's move into some side bending here as well. Okay, so now we're side bending so that we're moving your spine laterally. When we sit, our spine tends to really compress on one side or the other. This opens it up, helps us to breathe more deeply, exhale more easily, helps to really calm our nervous system. And then I really love smoothing the meridians, like self-massaging. It's very soothing. You can either touch your body directly or smooth the energy above your body. So you're gonna inhale, take your arms overhead. Exhale, take them behind your neck, and then you're gonna smooth down your neck. And then you're gonna smooth over your heart. You can touch your heart or go over your heart here. And then go down the sides of your body. This is really good for irritation and frustration. And then around your back, and you're gonna circle inwards on your kidneys. Go down the backs of your legs, around your feet, up the insides of your legs, and then circle on your belly. Yeah. And then again, inhale, you have your palms down at the beginning, you drop the energy of the earth, and then you draw down the energy of the sky, the heavens, which is the pure chi of love. You take it around the back of your neck, you smooth down your neck, that's your vocal cords. Great for your vagus nerve. Smooth out your heart. So your heart can get really anxious, so this is just very soothing. And then we're going to smooth down our side body, that's liver, gallbladder. So particularly good for menstrual issues, if you have PMS. And then you're going to go around your back kidneys, circling in and around, inwards on the kidneys. Great if you're feeling fatigued, overtired, chronic fatigue. Down the backs of your legs, around your feet, up the insides of the legs, and then circling on the belly, really great for digestive issues. And then let's do one more like that. You're going to inhale up, draw up that grounding energy of the earth, draw down that pure chi, that loving energy from the sky, the heavens. Smooth out the throat, smooth down your heart, soothe your heart. Release the irritation, frustration. Around the sides, circle inwards on the kidneys so that you draw that energy inwards, collect and gather the chi. Draw down the backs of your legs, around your feet, up the insides of your legs, and circle down your belly. Just notice how you're feeling, if your energy is starting to feel more calm. And then we're going to roll down your spine, bone by bone by bone. And let this be very calming for your nervous system, which is protected by your spine. So you're going to inhale here. Exhale, chin to chest, and roll down through your spine, one vertebra at a time. Then you're going to inhale at the bottom. And exhale, roll up through your spine, one vertebra at a time, starting from your pelvis. And let your head be the last thing to come out. Let's do that again. Inhale at the top. Exhale, roll down. And then when you're down there, you're going to just swing your arms from side to side, release any tension that you might have been holding in your shoulders. Then you're going to roll back up to standing. And pause here, just notice how you're feeling. Okay, and then you're gonna lie down on your back. Okay, on our backs, you're going to interlace your fingers behind your head. You're gonna look right up at the sky or the ceiling. And you're gonna just let yourself settle in here for a moment. Inhale here, and then you're gonna look to the right, keep your nose pointing up to the ceiling, and you're gonna keep looking into the right until you sigh or yawn, or maybe you'll feel some, like you're gonna drool. Okay, so I'm right looking up at the sun, so it's really hard for me to open my eyes and do this, but when you have that yawn or the sigh or you feel like you need to swallow, That's your nervous system response, your parasympathetic nervous system coming online. So you can come back to look at the center, close your eyes and pause here in the middle before we do the other side. And then you can open your eyes, look over to the left. You're gonna keep looking to the left until you feel a yawn. A sigh or a need to swallow. And then you can come back to the center. And we'll release that. That was the vagus nerve reset. We're going to do some counter rotation for our spine now. So you're just going to inhale in the center. Exhale, roll your head to the right. Inhale, center. Exhale, roll your head to the left. And then you're gonna bring your elbows up, lift your shoulders up off the ground, and drop down, inhale, center again. Exhale, head and elbows go to the right. Inhale, center. Exhale, head and elbows go to the left. And then your head and elbows are going to go in the opposite direction. And notice any desire to rush this. That's kind of sympathetic activation. And we're going to stay more in that zone of not feeling rushed. Knowing that there's more than enough time and resources for everything that we want to do. For all that we are. And then let's bring the head and the elbows the same direction and let the knees sway the opposite way. So we add the knees in now. Breathe. Inhale, center. Exhale. Knees in, head sway. And then we're gonna go head and knees, head and elbows opposite direction, knees opposite direction. So head and knees are going the same way, elbows are going the opposite way. Breathe. Okay, pause in the center. Notice how you feel down the center of your body. Do you feel more spacious? Maybe you feel more of the free flow of chi. Maybe you feel less tension in your jaw, your neck and your shoulders, maybe in your low back. Maybe you have a little bit more energy. So when we go into sympathetic activation, we tend to get tension in our neck, our shoulders, our low back. When we go into dorsal shutdown, we tend to feel like we don't have enough energy to do anything. So these are some ways we can check in to see if there's been some change. And then we're going to do some eye yoga while we are in supported bridge pose. I find supported bridge pose to be a very calming yoga pose. And also eye yoga is very calming for the nervous system as well. So let's put those two together. You take your block and just put it on a medium setting, not the highest setting. We want this to be calming. Then maybe let's combine it with breath too. So as you inhale, take the arms overhead, look up. And as you exhale, bring your arms, look down. Inhale, look up. Exhale, look down. Inhale, look up. Exhale, look down. Now let's inhale, look up to the right corner. Exhale, look down. Inhale, look up to the left corner. Exhale, look down. Inhale, look up to the right. Exhale, look down. So those noises are peacocks if it's coming through on my microphone. Inhale, look up to the left. Exhale, look down. Let's do one more up to the right. Exhale, down. And up to the left. And exhale, down. Okay, let's add on to this breath practice a little bit by extending the legs. So we've got a little bit of psoas released added to this here. Now you're gonna place your hands on your diaphragm. I want your diaphragm to be nice and soft here. We're gonna do some square breath here. I'm gonna talk you through it and then I'm gonna let you go at your own breath pace. And if you're pregnant or if there's any reason why you shouldn't be doing breath retention, then you're just going to keep the breath continuous. So we're going to do breathing in for four, then you're going to pause the breath for four, then you're going to breathe out for four and pause the breath for four. And if you're not going to be doing the breath retention, then you're just going to breathe in for four, breathe out for four, breathe in for four, breathe out for four. Okay. So I'll talk you through the first round or two. So it's like a square. Inhale four, pause four, exhale four, pause four. And then we'll let you go at whatever pace feels right for you and your body and today. Okay, so let's breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Okay, keep going with your own breath rhythm. So as you're doing this, a few tips about pranayama or breath practice. Breathe at 70% effort, so do less. Let your breath be soft. And if you're feeling any breath hunger, you're overdoing it, so do less. With pranayama, always do less. Okay, and as you're breathing in, you're going to let your diaphragm be soft and let it move down towards your pelvic floor. And then as you breathe out, let your breath, your diaphragm soften up again towards your heart. So the breath out is really the most important, and it's a softening, it's a releasing, it's a letting go. So we just surrender that breath out. So those are some of my tips for your breath practice. Let's continue with this. Breath is one of the ways that, because you can't live, you can only live for a few minutes, I don't know how long, but almost no time at all without breath. It's one of the ways that you can most readily change your nervous system state is to exert some influence over your breath. It's one of the most efficient and effective ways to change your nervous system state. Okay, pause here. Notice how you're feeling. Notice if you're feeling calmer. If your nervous system is feeling more regulated. And then we're going to take our knees and bend them. Curl your tailbone under, press into your feet. Roll down through your spine. And then that was quite a while to be in that back bend, but it really is nice because it really opens up that diaphragm, makes the breathing much more easy. And we're gonna come into knees to chest and just listen to your own body, what you want to do here. You might want to rock. Roll from side to side, or maybe you just want to be still. So listen to your own body and you choose. Thank you. Okay, you're going to make your way up to seated now. You can sit in a chair or you can sit on your block or meditation cushion. So in that comfortable seated position, we're just going to do another twist. I love the twist for releasing tension from the spine. And twist to the other side. Coming back to the center, place your hands over your heart, and we're going to finish with chanting some ohms. So ohms will vibrate the vagus nerve, which is very calming for the nervous system. So make space with breath and a sigh. Pause and notice how you feel internally. Listen to all the birds. Notice if you feel calmer after doing this nervous system yoga. And if you feel calmer, put Om, I feel calmer in the comments. Thank you so much for liking it. If you're enjoying this nervous system yoga classes, then be sure to subscribe because I got more coming. And yeah, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the camas here in Beacon Hill Park this week. They're up for a week or two and then that's it, but it's just beautiful. Sending you so much love from beautiful British Columbia. May all beings be happy and free. May all beings feel safe. May all beings be calm and at ease. And yeah, I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as the ocean. May it be as rooted as the old growth trees in your forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains.